Long lecture. Skill 5. Geology. Soil survey. Listen to part of a lecture in a geology class. Today we are going to study a life-giving resource called soil. Soil is our most valuable resource as it provides a means of growing food and fiber, not to mention the fact that it provides the foundations for homes, malls, factories, schools, airports, roads, and playgrounds.
Wow! I had no idea how important it is in our daily lives.
You're telling me. Are there any other questions before we get started?
I have one. Is all soil the same?
Excellent question. The individual properties of soil vary quite a bit, as do its resources to use it depending on the factors that contribute to developing it. First, we need to understand what makes up different kinds of soil and what the proper use and management of the soil is. We can do this by taking a soil survey.
A soil survey?
Yes. A professional soil scientist will examine the soil resources acre by acre on foot and will look at the soil in detail to classify it into different groups in accordance with a national soil system. Then the location of each different kind of soil is drawn on photographs taken above ground and placed on a map of the area. Each of the different types of soil is interpreted according to how it will act in response to various uses and management. Upon completion, these soil maps are published by the local government and made available to interested people such as homeowners and farmers.
What will each publication or description say about the different types of soil?
Well, the publication will contain the most recent information, with aerial photos such as descriptions of all the soils mapped in the given area. These descriptions include soil that is useful for both agriculture and non-agricultural purposes. As well as data that is classified as important soils of the area and their physical, chemical, and mineralogical makeup.
I can see the need that farmers and homeowners have for this information, because they want to know what soil will be best to build a house or a farm on. Farmers also need to know which soil will support a certain type of crop and to find out the different types of irrigation systems they should set up. However, who else would find this information useful?
Good point. These surveys are extremely useful for non-agricultural purposes as well. For example, the information gathered can be used by planners for selecting sites for new highways, airports, schools, factories, parks, cemeteries, recreational areas, to name a few. Engineers and architects will find the information useful when determining what type of soil is best for building and developing, and can help prepare plans to overcome any soil-related problems by giving them permanent problem areas. Appraisers and assessors will use the information to make fair and reasonable land estimates for forest and farmland. Ecologists and environmentalists can also use the information to understand and plan the best ways for managing and conserving the soil and water resources. Even educators, such as teachers and professors, can use the soil information in the classroom to pass on this knowledge to the students so they have a better understanding of the soil and its management. As you can see, soil is critical for almost everything we do and needs to be better appreciated. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. Which of the following is not included in the soil survey? Number 2. Which of the following is not mentioned as a non-agricultural purpose of the soil survey?